We are so excited this morning, America. So, good morning, America.
Thank you.
Yes, I left my coffee in the car on purpose so I could drink my drink this morning. So thank you, Sister Ada. We're so excited about what God is doing in, you know, in our lives.
Yes.
You know, and we're excited because we have a desire for Him to do them.
Yes.
Right? You got to want it. You got to want it.
So we're doing a pepper rally right now. Okay?
Wait, Lord, she's excited.
I'm so excited. Okay. Yes. Give me a J.
J.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an S.
S.
What that spells? Jesus. Who's King of Kings?
Jesus.
Who's Hope? Jesus. Who's the lover of my soul? Jesus.
Y'all know it. I wish now the TV studio audience, they ain't playing around. This morning. Because they on the right team, and they on Team Jesus.
Jesus!
I'm so excited. So listen, I was with someone the other day, and they said, I'm almost feeling like Joel Osteen right now, but okay. They said, you know, I could hardly feel being around all those happy people. I was like, what? Are you serious? I said, those people are called atmosphere changers, and you're either going to shift or you're not.
Yes.
Because I don't know why you don't believe those people. So if you talk about them people, you talk about me. But it's okay. Because listen, we serve a God that gives us this joy. You know how that song used to say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Bam!
And the world can't take it away.
You better know it because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
And when they do that, they just lack revelation.
Come on, talk
because
about
they,
it.
Because they don't know what you've been through.
Right.
See, unless they've been through what you've been through, they will understand your praise.
Come on, yeah.
And he's worthy to be praised, y'all. Come on, he's worthy.
He's worthy. So stay in your lane and just pray. Don't worry about what everybody else doing.
Yes.
Out the box.
Yes.
Turning cartwheels. You just get in your lane and praise the
Lord. If you focus and being in his presence, you won't have time to focus on what everybody else doing, how they're praising.
Come on.
Just stay focused with Jesus, okay?
And be you. Yeah, be you, because there's only one you.
Yes.
So I'm just excited about what God is doing in your life.
Yes.
You know, and we're here to celebrate you today. Of course, it's a pep rally for Jesus, but we cheer you on.
Yes.
In a way like no other. So just to say, yes, he is my king and my
sweet Jesus.
Yes, he is. Yes. Our sweet Abba.
Yes.
Yes. So, Mama Dalise, how are you and Leo this morning?
Great.
It's such a blessing
happy
to see Brother Leo today because we suffered some type of way.
Yes.
We didn't see him.
Yes. He's part of the familia for sure.
And what's so amazing, like we just want to encourage America. If Leo can show up, y'all can show up.
Yeah.
And he'd be excited, and he's so humble, and he gets to where he sat down, and he listens to the word.
And he loves taking pictures.
Yes.
So awesome.
But today is an amazing day, everybody. We are in the second week of 2022.
Yes.
And I hope that it's happy for you because it should be because you're here.
Yeah.
You know, and it gets greater when we go there.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yes.
But while we are here, let's spread some love.
Yes.
Let's spread some joy because, you know, it's a lot going on in the world and people are going through some stuff.
Yes.
You know,
there's so much fear, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, what you say. Yeah, that's
a
whole nother
thing. And like Pastor Mike preached on Sunday about that if we're acting like the world, then where's Jesus in us?
Yeah.
If we got to be like, they got to see that when they see us, they're going to see hope.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to encourage them. We're going to seek life. We're going to, you know, they're going to see the joy of the Lord, which is so strange.
Right.
But I wanted to share something. You know, I told you that my daughter-in-law had gone to a funeral. I went with her. Her boss's wife passed away, and their funeral was like a celebration. It was amazing. It was beautiful. So he came back to work yesterday. My daughter-in-law said that he told him, hey, we went to the funeral. We didn't get to talk to him because there was a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get to see him. But anyway, and he said that what he wanted to be my daughter-in-law and advice. And he goes, well, what advice do you want to give me? He goes, well, me and my wife, we were married for 30-something years. And it was because of God that we're together that long. But he said, something I want to encourage you to do with your husband for memory, take lots of, and have a lot of memories. Because one
good morning,
time,
Papa Jay.
Said, good morning, Miss Marga. Because he said, once they call them home, once God calls your family member home, your wife, your husband, whoever, he goes, that's it. There's not going to be no more memories, no more pictures. Take lots of pictures. That's what he said. He told her. And then my daughter-in-law said, oh, we don't have to worry about that. My mother-in-law takes a lot of pictures of everybody. But that's something that he told her. He goes, have memories. Have a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
You know, have a lot of good times and pictures and videos. He goes, because that's all the memories you're going to have when it's got the transition to heaven, to where we're going to be one day,
right.
Paradise.
And that's what lasts forever.
Yes.
It's the memory.
Yes. And so, that's what he told her. And he's doing good. He misses her. And he says, now I have to do laundry. I have to cook. I have to clean. I have to. But he said he was a good cheer. You know, he was laughing and having a good time.
How do you work?
Hi, Brianna. But anyway, so we do take lots of pictures here at Mortis at the Mansion. We're going to have lots of memories.
Yes.
Here and everywhere else that we connected to.
That's a good wind to blow this morning, Laura, to encourage the body, you know, it may seem small at the time, but it's really big. You know, and God cares about everything that we care about. He really does, from the small things to the big things and the things in between. You know, so we just want to encourage the world today. Today we're talking about it's time to move forward, y'all.
Yes.
We're in a brand new year, 2022.
Yes.
And it's time to move forward. You know, and we were thinking about it, and forward is really a direction that we move, making progress toward a successful conclusion. You know, because we all going to have a conclusion, my dad. We are.
Yes.
And you want to be successful in the journey.
Yes.
You know, and life has its ups and downs and turnarounds.
Like
but,
a roller coaster.
Yeah. But know that God is with you in it all. You know, he says, you know, that's what Psalm 23 is all about. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, he's with us through the valleys and the pastures. And he's with us, you know. And he said, we shall not want. We may desire some stuff, but we should have no wants, you know, because he is our shepherd. So we just want to encourage you today in your direction of moving forward today and the progress of it, and pray that you are successful in your conclusion, because we know a lot that have went on and they're so successful in the face of Jesus.
Yes.
Because the ultimateness is the prize.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Pressing on, because we've all been blessed by God.
Yes.
Everybody has been blessed by God. Some people are more and less fortunate, but in it all, we've been blessed.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that
true? Amen.
And we got to stay focused on the main thing, y'all. And the main thing is the plan, the purpose. Write this down, America. The plan, the purpose, the perspective, and the prize.
Mm-hmm.
We get a prize.
Yes.
And we can enjoy
can
it. It's so amazing because, you know, when we think about the plan of God, God tells us in his word that he has the perfect plan for us.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
And what we do is we get like the children of Israel and we get the murmuring and complaining all day and we miss the plan.
Yes.
Because we're complaining. Did y'all know I just found out? That's why you got to get in the Word and get some new stuff every day. I just found out that the manna was from, do you know that manna was from the angels? Jesus went and interrupted them when I said, I'm going to need this right now. God told them, I'm going to need this because I got to feed these people. That was the angels' food. I was like, what? So that says that even in heaven, we're going to eat. Hello! What you say? We gonna eat in heaven. And do y'all know that everything y'all see down here on earth that came out of the out of the supernatural. All of this stuff we see, the cities and all that, that's in heaven. This is just a duplication. We ain't seen eyes and not seen, ears and not heard the things that God has in store for you and you and you. Hello. We have a prize that we have to look forward to. And we're going to teach today on how to walk that out.
Yes.
And how to keep moving and breathing in him in this forward movement.
Yes.
Because the word of God tells us we got to forget those things that are behind us.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. Come on now. Yes. But we're going to talk about the plan first. And we're going to really take our time and really teach this, however long it takes to teach this word of God, because we got to get this. In order to understand that when we get the plan and the purpose down, then we'll know the perspective. And then when we get the perspective down, that's when you know that you've got your eyes on the prize.
Yes. Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Which is so powerful.
Amen.
And I just thank God for Jesus.
Yes, I do too. I'm thankful. I can't thank him enough.
he's so in love with us, and he is like, we think about it all the time. He's the lover of our soul, y'all.
Yes, yes.
You know, he is. He should be your first love.
Yes.
He should be, because people let you down. Husbands, wives, children, everybody let you down.
Yes.
But God says, Jesus, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Why you think he could have just said, I'll never leave you and went on? No. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes. Amen.
And right? And,
amen.
And that's why he also said, don't get weary in well doing. Just keep up the good work.
Keep it up. That's right. That's
and you know, right. People going to talk about you. So what? They talk about Jesus.
Yes. That's right.
Hello. All the way to the cross. Yes. And even when he was on the cross, they were piercing in his side and talking bad to him. And y'all know the story.
Yes.
And if you don't know, get in your word and read it.
Yes.
And he was down for those same people.
Yes.
That did that to him, pushing him down. He carrying a big old tree. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It was just awful. They beat him until he was unrecognizable.
Yes.
So stop whining about, they talked about me.
Yes.
I'm not going back to church.
Stop it. Just
you got to get back in there and be a blessing yourself.
And pray for them.
Yeah, and pray for them.
Yes.
Because, you know, as the people of God, if we start acting like them, this is what I try to tell people. Because, you know, people say, I always tell people, if people say, well, if I was you, know that you have been identified the devil. Really? Because when people say, if I were you, they not you.
Yeah.
They never will be you, and you not them. So they're coming at you sideways. Y'all remember when Jesus told Peter, get thee behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
You can rebuke people.
Yeah.
You in love. Just know what you're dealing with. Y'all know
Mama
Dolly tell us all the time, I think I got it down. We dealing with the world. We're dealing with, I think I'm going to try to get it right. Hold on, Mama Dolly. Let me see if I can get this right. I got to put my seatbelt on. We're dealing with the world. We're dealing with the devil. And we're dealing with our flesh.
Yes.
All at the same time. What? Woo! That's why the struggle is real.
Yes. I'm telling you.
Did I get it right, Mama?
Yes.
Hey, can I get that down? Because I got to talk about that, because that's something to talk about. You got to help some people.
Because
they'd be like, why is it so hard? Because you got all these three components that you wake up to every day. That's why you got to get prayed up, cover yourself in the blood of Jesus, cover your vehicle, call your own angels to come.
Because
you got your own angels.
Right? Yes. And it'll say, if you run away from your problems, you will forever
be
running. And
you'll never have peace.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
It's true.
It is.
You'll never have peace.
And
that's why we have to focus on the main thing.
Yes.
We really do. And everybody loses focus because life comes at you like a ton of bricks and it would knock you off your feet. And you would be turning upside down. Your legs would be up there. Your head would be out there.
That's
true. Y'all know it happens.
It happens.
But
that's
stay on the team. It's
stay
like any other team.
Jesus.
Stay on the team, because it's like when you watch any other competitive game. It's a team of people playing a sport or whatever. And, you know, the object is the opponent is coming to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
And the Bible tells us that already.
Beat you down. That's right.
Yeah, so we act brand new every day. Why are we acting so brand new like we don't know? Oh, my God, the devil. Well, hello.
Yes.
God told us what he's coming to do.
Yes.
What are you doing now?
Yes.
He also said a whole lot more about you than he said about the devil.
Yes.
He said, you're the light of the world.
Yes.
You're salt of the earth. You're more than a conqueror.
And
he
for
said,
you,
come on now.
Be you.
And be strong.
Be strong and courageous.
Okay. And that's in Joshua 1:9. So we're just going to encourage you today. Because, listen, we done all been through something.
Yes. Oh, yes.
All of us.
Yes.
But we made it through. Why do you think you made it through or making it through? So you can be a blessing to someone else.
Be somebody else's hope. That's
Because, God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for Laura, he'll do it for you. If he did it for Mama and Papa Jack, he will do it for you. We serve the same God yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
The same one that was there for Abraham is there for you.
Yes.
The same one that was there for Moses.
Yes.
He will split a sea for you. And you know that?
And equipment.
You better know it. The same one that the woman just touched the hem of his garment. She didn't touch him, but she touched the hem. He's there for you.
Yes.
He really is. And we have to get up and dust ourselves off and quit whining and complaining. And get in the mirror and tell yourself, self, you are everything that the word says you are. And if you don't get that word in you, you better have it next to you.
Yes.
once it get in you, what's in you comes out.
Yes.
Amen.
And you don't have to go fumbling and finding a word. That's why you got to get it and study it for yourself and study it to show yourself approved. So we're just here to encourage you today. We're not rebuking nobody. We just, that's just how we flow.
Yes.
I don't know how to be no other way.
Team
Jesus.
Team Jesus.
Yes.
Team Jesus.
So we're here to talk about what God is talking about.
Yes.
And we want to remind you guys in Jeremiah 29:11-13, write this down and go back and read for yourself. And and I encourage you to go to the different translations. You know, sometimes you in the KJV, go to the NIV.
Yes.
Or go to the ESP. Or go to the NLT. It's different translations that will help you really open this meat up and hear what God is saying to you. Okay? Because God says, I foreknew you. Come on now.
Yes.
I have a perfect plan for you. Plans to, he says, declares the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't stop right there, Lord. Let's talk about what declare means. When God declares a thing, that means he's making, boy, if I had a shuffle right now. I got to go on to, I really do, let me quit talking about it, because this is the place that we can blow the trumpet.
Yes.
He's proclaiming to you. This is a personal thing that
uh-huh.
he's saying to you. I proclaim, and he's announcing to you
mm-hmm.
the plans that he has for you, a plan of welfare. And the word welfare means health, happiness. Can you imagine? All of these components, fortunes, these are his plans for you of welfare, for protection, and not of evil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would God say all of that and then come back and say, but not of evil? Because evil is lurking in Papa Jack.
Yeah.
It's lurking. It's always, it's a robber and a thief. And it comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Everything that God tells you, and we stand on the word, y'all.
Yes.
So he says he's here to give us a future and a hope. Then you will call upon him and come and pray with him.
Yes.
And I will hear you, says the Lord. He will hear you.
Yes, he will.
And you will seek me and find me. And when you find me, seek me with your whole heart. See, half of the issues, we come sideways and halfway. And then when we don't get the fullness of what the plan is, we get mad at God. But you got to know that God is the God of the heart.
Yes.
That's why you got to go for broke like David. Create in me a clean heart because I'm pretty raggedy right now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And renew a right spirit in me because I just wanted to slap that man in that car with her. No, really. God already know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
He knows your heart.
Your thoughts and everything.
Come on, right, twin?
He knows.
So we have to be mindful that God has a perfect plan, and this is where we make a decision at, and then I'm going to release you, Lord.
Yes.
This is where we make a decision at and moving forward. Whose plan are you going to choose?
Mm-hmm.
This is where we have to get, this is what, like, y'all know how they say the rubber meets the road. This is where the rubber meets the road. You have to make a choice because it's your choice because we serve such a gracious God. He don't force us. He don't. He's so loving and caring. He's such a gentleman. He gives you, right? You have a choice to choose the plan. Now, I'm going to start right here and say, I don't know about you, but I've tried it my way, like Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
And it did not work.
It did not work.
And when it did work, it didn't work long. That's why the word says only what you do for Christ will last.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
So you have to choose whose plan. Is it your plan or is it God's plan?
Yes.
And if you get a little confused in 2022, go back to Jeremiah 29:11-13.
Yes.
And he will declare to you personally and announce to you and proclaim to you what his plan is.
Yes.
And when you be still and know, you can hear it.
Yes.
But while you talking, God ain't finna talk while you talking, so you're not going to ever hear it. Can y'all believe as much as we talk, we know how to be quiet?
Amen.
It don't seem like it, but hello.
Amen.
I could be quiet for 8 hours. Y'all probably don't, and I don't always be asleep. I know y'all think I probably be asleep. Okay. Hello. But when you want to get in the face of the one that created you, you better be quiet.
Yes.
So you can hear what thus says the Lord, because he says specifically, be still and know that I'm God.
Yes.
And he already got the plan. And we work in the plan, y'all.
Yes. Yes.
We come out of a plandemic to a whole plan. And this was part of the plan.
Yes. Yes.
He allowed it. He allowed it.
That's
so
right.
This is a wake-up call.
It's a wake-up call.
And we're so gracious to get on his plan again. He gives us chance after chance after chance.
Yes.
And then we just still want it our way, like Frank. But go ahead.
I was just thinking about you have that relationship with God, that intimacy, and he has such a sense of humor. I just adore him so much. But when he speaks to you also, you know, through when he speaks to you, of course, always through his word, but he gives you dreams and visions and journal. And you see the plan take place many times. When he gives you dreams and visions and then they come to pass or warnings or whatever, and then you write the scriptures and how the word is alive and it manifests, right? And I always think of the Bible as, you know, the blueprint. You know, like
it
when
is.
You're building a house,
it
has
is.
A blueprint.
Yeah.
This is the blueprint, like the answer to everything and anything. So sometimes when people come to me and say, I'm going through this or this happened, and sometimes I don't have the answer, but I tell them, hey, go search right here in the Word, our God's love letters with his fire, and this is the blueprint. This is where he uses the authority and the understanding and the power, you know, to take dominion over the situation. And God is hope to everything and anything that happens in this world, you know, but that's something that really motivates me, that encourages me to encourage others, is knowing that even when I don't have the answer, he does.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to have an intimacy relationship with God, with his blueprint. I call it his blueprint, because that's where he's going to equip you, prepare you. And a lot of times, if you are spending a lot of time, if you're not spending time with God and you're not reading his word, it's going to be kind of hard to get relation and to be directed, and then you're going to be asking everybody that's going to give you their opinion or their belief, and sometimes you got to be careful with that. But when you totally hear from God and you know that it's God, he'll confirm sometimes, you know, through the word or somebody teaching or somebody coming to you, because he does it to me all the time. He always confirms anything somebody tells me or I hear, he already, you know, with me personally. But I just want to encourage you that just seek him, you know, read his word, spend time with him, talk to him like he's not looking for fancy prayers, you know.
Right.
He just wants you to pray from the heart.
Right.
And as you spend time with him and read his word, then, you know, he will teach you how to take dominion and authority through his word. But he just wants to hear your heart. Because I know that any times in the past when I was desperate, I just said a simple prayer just to my heart, and he, boom, just manifested and came in my heart and the situation. And I do speak his word, but just love on him. Fall in love with him. Talk to him. And I promise you, he will talk back to you. He will start. You spend time with him, he's going to spend time with you. You know, you draw closer to him, he's going to draw closer to you. But if you don't, it's going to be hard.
It's always hard. Yeah, it's even hard with him.
Yeah, it's hard with him, but it's easier.
But, you know, and that's what he was talking about in Jeremiah 29 and 13. When he said, you will seek me and find me,
mm-hmm.
and you will seek me with your whole heart.
Yes.
Do you know that God knows when it's not for real,
yes.
when it's selfish,
yes.
or you have a different motive? Because that's what your heart is.
Yes.
Your heart is, you know, he knows the motive. He knows
yes.
when you are seriously
yes.
serious and
yes.
you just want to turn and repent and go. And
yes.
repentance is just turning toward God and leaving all that junk behind.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to be all on the floor, turned upside down, throwing up. You don't.
Yes.
To repent. But that's kind of some of the stuff that we have been taught. Good morning, Sister Renee and Sister Julie.
Good morning.
But we're just excited about what God is talking about
yes.
because he's really here to help us. That's why he left us the Comforter, y'all,
yes.
the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And when you hang out with the Holy Spirit, you're going to have some fruit hanging out
yes.
with you. You're going to have some fruit, and it's going to hang low because you'll have people to say, I want what you have.
Yes.
The peace you have, I want it.
Yes.
The joy you have,
yes.
I want that. How do you get that?
Yes.
You know, because Jesus is the answer.
Yes, yes. And you know, he will give you your heart desires because he amazes me every time, you know, of how awesome he is. And I thank him for it because, you know, just like in my heart desire, I had a desire to, me and Patsy had from our past, we have prayed for some boys from Mexico for this Christmas this year. And she said but she's going to take them after Christmas when she come back this month to Mexico. So me and her thanked God for the toys, and we wanted new toys. We were specific, me and her. So we prayed. So there's power also in agreement with warriors and numbers. So me and her prayed, and then they left. They've been gone for a month. They should be back within next week or two more weeks. So City Chapel had boxes of, I never told them, boxes of toys, tops, or where they donate toys,
mm-hmm.
and there was somebody in the church, not from the church, but somebody that used to come to City Chapel that brings toys to the church every time, last year and the year before, and they had boxes left over. I don't know what they were doing with them before, but they say now they're going to start giving them to me. So they call me and they say, hey, Laura, we have four gigantic boxes of toys for Patsy. And there were stuffed animals. There were little computers for little babies, little gadget things. I mean, there were some nice toys with
wow.
stuffed animals. And, I mean, I'm talking about boxes that were left over from City Chapel. And they say, from now on, every year when we get all this toys, we're going to release them to you because we see that you're releasing them to the people, the children in the homeless camps in Mexico.
Right.
And that just blessed my heart because that was a desire on my heart. You know, I always know that God's going to do it. I just don't know how he's going to do it. My heart. He sees Poppy's heart.
Right.
This work, y'all, to travel 10 hours, to be in the secluded areas where there's no electricity. You have to be called to do that, you know?
Right.
But God will meet their needs. He will meet my needs, you know? So if you want God to release things to you, you know, spend time with him. Talk to him. And then I sent him his word. I said, God, I know you're going to give me those toys for those children because your word says that with you all things are possible. Your word says that we're the head. And I said, you know, I just start saying scriptures. And next thing you know, I get the text from Jolene. And she says, Laura, we have so much left over. We need you to come pick it up and take it to Patsy. And I thought I was going to have to make two trips. And I had told Mama Dalise if I did it, if she would come help me with her van.
Wow.
And I ended up fixing the boxes real tight and in the front and the middle and the back to where everything fit. The only helper I had was Lily, and she was in the little car seat, so she fit it in her little hard seat, but then she couldn't move because everything was packed, and she helped me. She helped me take it over there. She just helped me unload it, take it inside the house, and we were singing, and it started drizzling a little bit at the end, but we finished. And then she goes, can I get McDonald's? And I said, you're going to get your McDonald's. She helped me unload all those boxes of toys and teddy bears and dolls, and she was carrying them. And we had such a blessed time, you know. But I'm saying this is to encourage the body that if you answer what God's the call of what God's telling you to do, whatever it is, anything we do is like doing it unto the Lord. Even like Pastor Mike said, if it's cleaning toilets, if it's sweeping, if it's whatever, just do it. And when you do it like if you're doing it unto the Lord. Because anything I do it like if I'm doing it unto the Lord. And because it's my heart. You know, I love him so much because of everything that he did for me on Calvary. I always say what he did in the cross for me. And but anyway, anything that you're wanting, and it's just like Renee, she's on Facebook right now. Hi, Renee. You know, her heart to go help women in the streets in Lancaster. So pretty soon we're going to, something's getting ready to take place where we're going to be able to go out and help women in the streets. And I know God's going to provide everything that we need to go out because there are people dying and going to hell. And we can't claim to be Christ followers. It's like Poppy going to Mexico in the secluded dark areas where many don't want to go and will not go because of fear. And they're doing it because she tells me sometimes, don't think sometimes I don't have a little bit of fear, but I know that I'm called and I have to be obedient. And she goes. So, but God provides for them, you know, the finances, the stuff to take over there. You should see her house. She got chairs. She got toys. She has boxes of clothes. She has all kinds of stuff. Her house is, when she opened her front door, everything is messy. You should see. I should take pictures, but God provides, y'all.
We'll do it.
And I always tell people, he's teaching me to do everything by faith. So I believe this in the future I'm going to be teaching faith because everything that I do is by faith.
Everything.
You know, and God is faithful. You just got to believe and have faith and then go to his word. You know, stand on his promises and say, God, well, right here you said it, this and this and this. And then say, you're going to do it just like we knew they were going to release toys. And they did. And it was not just, like I said, it was a lot. It was a lot of toys, y'all. Y'all would have seen how many bosses, but God is faithful. He just looks. So if he could trust you with little,
that's right.
Then he could release more and trust you with more because you could do more with more, right?
Right.
And help more souls. And when you go take, when those people, my brothers and sisters, they go to Mexico, go share the gospel, and then they take food, they take things for the toys, you know, then people see, hey, this truly a God is hearing a cry. I'm sure those people are out there are crying out to
absolutely.
God for something, you know.
Absolutely.
And God brings salvation, and then he brings you the blessings,
right.
too, the things that we need.
Well,
he does it to us.
It's just like this, Laura. If you are, as you know, ministers of the gospel, we can teach and preach all day, but if we're not meeting the need,
yeah,
then that's false on deaf ears.
Yes.
Because, you know, these people are like, but we're still hungry.
Yeah.
Or we're still cold.
Yes.
Or we're still, and we hear what you're saying, but we're still... You know,
yeah.
So we meet the need as we come, and there's a way that everybody can do it because we're all the hands and the feet
yeah.
of Jesus. We just have Poppy and Renee and all of them,
uh-huh.
Laura and them that goes out in the streets.
Yeah.
But what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, behind the scenes.
Yeah, and everybody know? Here in the audience here right now, or Dalise, or Mama Brenda, and Debbie, and Evelyn, every warrior that's here has been a part of it too because. Almost, I have like at least 20 people that every time I get to church, they bring me boxes of shoes, clothes, dishes,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. Marlo's done it too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it amazes me. Like, God, you're so awesome how they're obedient, you know. And then that's why I said Team Jesus, because when we all come together collectively,
that's right.
It we become Team Jesus. And then God will entrust us and release more. For his glory, because then who gets the glory? Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's
Jesus.
Right. And see, that's when you know that you are on the plane.
Yes.
You heard God. And a lot of times, and that's why you have a problem releasing.
Yes.
And being free. Because the word says, freely we give, freely we receive. Not
yes.
that we do it for that. But then at the same time, we do have to have a spirit of expectation.
Yes.
You know, because if God said it, he meant it.
Yes.
He's a God that would not lie.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people say, well, I'm a seed, I'm a child, and I don't expect God to do nothing. Well, why not? You should. You should expect God to be there for you,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because that's just the way we create,
yeah.
you know. And once you know that you're on the right plan,
yes.
then you begin to do what they're doing. You start fulfilling the purpose.
Yes.
See, we're going from the plan to the purpose now. And see, this is the purpose so that you will be the Jesus that some people will only be.
Yes.
Whether it be through food or be through finances or
yeah.
whatever, however.
Yeah.
But there are people that need help, you know, and they're considerably the less fortunate.
Yeah.
You know, Sister Ada, we're going to help. We're going to minister with you guys today. Sister Ada says, so many people are dying and perishing in the streets because the church has become so comfortable behind the four walls, and we have to
tell them about Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and we do. And we have to
take
Jesus
to
the
people. That's right.
And that's that part.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's what I'm saying. We're the only hands and feet that, and then Renee says, one's not less than the other. Everybody's important to God and His kingdom.
Yeah, that's right, Renee. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for helping us teach this today because it's so true.
Yeah.
You know, and these are the people, even Sister Ada is out preaching on the corners.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, she'll be at the House Glory on the first Sunday.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da. And she's called.
Yeah, she sent me a beautiful picture that I'm going to do a post for the day before. Yes.
So we're just excited about, you know, being able to open atmospheres for people to share their gifts and talents and their love for the people of God, you know. And even though her, Renee, and Laura, all them go out, but we still have a place so they can come in and minister to the people and teach us, you know, as believers how to collectively come together. And then, you know, be a part of what they're doing, you know.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, the plan is so important. And that's why we're going to kind of talk a little bit about that. Philippians. So write these scriptures down. Philippians 3. Hallelujah. 12-14. We're just going to touch base on the purpose today, and then we're going to close out with that, and we're going to come back next week with a whole depth of the dimensions of the other ingredients. You ready?
So read 3-14.
Just read 12 right now. We're going to talk a little bit about what 12 is talking about. So like it's 3-12.
God's love letter,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego.
Thank you, Renee.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Thank you for your patience. I'm reading in Spanish. My familia and Loretta are watching. And Reynosa, alrededor del mundo, God bless you.
Hallelujah.
En el libro de Filipians 12, 4, versículo 3, versículo 12, dice, no lo haya alcanzado, ya ni ya sea perfecto, sino que propósito por ver si luego hacer aquello para el cual fui también ha sido por Cristo Jesús.
Hallelujah. So we're talking a lot today about how to get to this purpose here, you know, what God is doing. First, we understood what the plan was, and the plan is in Jeremiah 29, the plans that God has, and He's also proclaiming it to you, announcing it for you, so that we can chop, get moving in this place of what God is saying to us. So once you make the decision to get on God's plan, that's when you learn to tap into the purpose. And that's kind of what Laura was sharing, the purpose of helping, you know, we going out into the world, you know, teaching the gospel. So this is what Paul is saying to us in Philippians 3:12. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection. Here it is. But I press on to possess the perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. Isn't that amazing? So it is the purpose that we press on. See, we got to press on. The things happen, life happens, plans happen, and in that we have to press on. And what do we have to press on into, Marlo? We have to press on into the fullness of God's amazing plan. See, once you get the plan, then you kind of start focusing on the purpose.
Yeah.
But don't forget the plan even while you work in the purpose.
Yeah.
You have to know what the plan is because it has been paid in full already.
Yeah.
Jesus paid it all, and He paid it in full. So when people tell you that salvation is free, it's not, because it's been paid for. Ultimately, and it says, but God is so good to us. Jesus Christ paid a debt that he did not owe. We, the one in our sinness, owed the debt. But he paid it for us. And we, listen, and we do such a disservice to the Christ. We really do. We do such a disservice. And if we continue to stumble and fumble through the gift that was freely given, now the gift wasn't free, but it was freely given.
Yeah.
If we don't get it together and understand what the real plan is, that we were wrote into God's perfect plan. Because you got to remember, before you manifested in the flesh, you are a spirit, and you're still a spirit. So God says, I foreknew you before you were in your mother's womb. So what were you? You were in his mind. So if you came out of God's mind, why is it that you struggle to have the mind of Christ? Because you came out of God. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit is one. We really have to really make this simple. We try to complicate it a little bit, Laura, and we make it seem impossible that because Jesus told us blatantly, you will do greater things.
Yes, yes, that's right.
He told you that,
yeah.
But we don't believe it because we struggle with this thing that, well, we're not Jesus. I'm just human. You know, yes, you are, but that's dirt. You dirt.
And I like right here it says effort, take hold.
Yeah.
You got to take hold.
In order to possess it.
To possess it.
That's what
yes.
he's talking about,
yes.
possessing it. You got to pull it on in.
Yes.
You got to pull the plan in.
Yes.
And when you pull the plan in, you know you can work the purpose without forgetting the plan.
Because there's no way that God can promise, give us promises and not fulfill it because our Father's not a liar.
Not at all.
He's true to his word. That's why I hold on to everything that he tells me because I want it all because he's my daddy and he loves me and he says it in his word, you
yes,
know?
And he's so powerful, you know? And so let's go to 13 real quick, y'all. We're going to conclude this before we go.
Hi, Julie Hernandez.
Good morning,
another warrior
beautiful.
For Jesus. She needs to come share her testimony.
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to go.
We're Philippians 3. We just read 12, and we're going to read 13 to 14, but we're going to read 13 right now.
Okay, so we're reading 13 now. Philippians 13. God's love letter, which is fire. La palabra de Dios, que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y dice, hermanos. Yo mismo no pretendo haberlo alcanzado, pero una cosa hago, olvidando ciertamente lo que queda atrás y extendiéndome a lo que está adelante.
Thank you, Lord. And the word of the Lord in the NLT reads, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. So here's the big thing. Once you know the plan, because you're hanging out with the planner,
yes.
then you get the purpose.
Yes.
And you begin to possess it,
yes.
right?
Yes.
That's what the word
yes.
says. And, you press in as you possess in the purpose, but you can't forget the plan. So when you got all of that down, that's what 13 is trying to help us with. Staying focused.
Yes.
It says here, but I focus on this one thing. It's forgetting the past and looking forward
yes.
to what lies ahead. So
yes.
that means that now the plan, the purpose, and now you're in the perspective.
Yes.
You got the clear perspective
yes.
of what's really going on now.
Yes.
So this is how you press forward. In the movement,
yes.
because listen, the word of God says, Paul's telling us forgetting yesterday.
Yes.
So here it is. This is a forward motion when you understand the plan and the purpose, okay?
Yes.
We should no longer allow past things and hashtag people to dictate our direction.
Yes.
And we get so caught up on looking at the past,
yes.
and Paul is telling us, forget it.
Let it go.
Come on now.
I'm learning that one. Let it go.
Well, you know, that's why since we're not taking the notes, girl, that's what I'm talking about. forgetting it. We got to move forward, y'all. We're in a forward motion, and we're
yes.
moving in, and we're breathing in
yes.
Him as we understand it. What does Sister Ada say? God is raising up women for a huge revival in the world, and I'm so excited to be used by Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We are excited. We are excited, Sister
yes.
Ada. God is so good. So listen, that's what God is telling us. So this is why I want to encourage you with how to just drop it like it's hot.
Yes.
I'm going to help you out. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bam, bam. Okay. So remember we just said we should no longer allow past things or people, because we get caught up in that, y'all, even as the people of God, and worried about what the past is talking about, how they, what is God saying?
Yeah.
See, that's what you need to listen to, because, see, God already going to tell you the purpose and the plan before he tell the pastor.
Yeah.
Then when the pastor comes tell you, that's going to
confirm yes.
what God told
does.
You,
right.
and then y'all can flow.
Yeah.
But until then, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
And this is the pastor's out. Okay?
Yes.
I'm trying
yes.
to help somebody
yes.
because, listen, we get into this place and we say, but they just left me. See, that's what happened at the show before the show. I was encouraging my sister here. We got to deal with reality
yes.
here. Because you got some people that say they love the Lord. Hello! And they will come and do a drive-by in your life and empty you out. And they will leave you over there at the feet of Jesus by yourself. If I can help somebody. And then Jesus got to put you back together.
Amen.
Yes, because people will come do a drive-by and snuff out your fire. I'm telling you, that's why we got to be discerning. Okay? So here's the deal. The word says the attitude of forward moving is what? Here we go. This is the attitude, and I'm just going to help somebody. And you have to say what you want to say, but it's just the truth. You got to arrive here.
Yes.
So what? You know how we say, well, they hurt me. Those people hurt me. They left me. So what? They stole from me. So what? Come on.
Yes.
Let
it go.
They made me mad. They made me angry, and I don't want to deal with it. And then here you go, acting just like them. Same people that did all that to you. But see, that's a plan of the enemy. You got to make sure you know who planned. And remember, the enemy is only an imitator. That's all he do is imitate. Because remember, y'all go all the way back. He was already in heaven. He know God better than any of us. Because he hung out with him. He loved him so much, he wanted to be him. So he started recruiting some of the angels. And y'all do know two-thirds of the angels fell with him.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's the ultimate thing. We're going to fall if we don't rise up.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
So here it is. The words that, and I just want you to have this attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
When people do that to you, just say, so what? Because they didn't do it to me. They did it to them.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand the prize that you are and how precious you are in
yeah.
them. Okay?
Yeah.
So here it is. The word of God says, forgetting the past. So here's a news flash from the Mornings at the Mansion show. Any day that's not today is the past.
Mm-hmm.
Any day that's not today, y'all know it says yesterday, ain't nothing you can do about it. You shouldn't even want to, because it's gone, and it's not coming back. You shouldn't do what you need to do then, because if you didn't do it then, all you have is today. So do what you need to do today, and make some choices today that will edify the King.
Yes.
Come on now.
Amen.
And guess what? Here's another thing. Even though we know tomorrow is to come, we don't know what it holds, but it's coming. Whether you're over here or over there with him, it's coming. So the majority of the time, this is what we have to, didn't we say this morning, Twin, we got to deal with reality.
Yes.
We may want what we think what things should be or however, but the reality is how they really are. The majority of the time is your fault.
Yep.
And my fault. It is. It's our own fault and choices of people, places, and things. It's what we choose. That's why back in the Word, in the earlier the teaching, we have to choose whose plan. If you're going to be on God's plan, things happen, but you know, God's going to see you through it. But when we do it our way, Lord have mercy. That's all we can say. Right? So when we choose, and it's the people, places, and things that have us postured where we are right now. So if you're making good choices, great things are going to happen.
Yes, yes.
And if you're making bad choices, horrible things are going to
yes.
These are called consequences.
Yes.
okay? So then we have the nerve to say, and we ask God, and we start asking him, why did this happen to me? Y'all know we something is. Okay? If I had 59 hands already, because I've been there, why did this happen? And then ultimately, here's the ultimate question. We have the audacity to ask God, why you let this happen to me, God? Don't we? And yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Okay. We have the audacity to ask God. Yeah, God didn't do nothing. Okay? He didn't do none of that. We went over there with them people doing what we wanted to do and places and did some things. Remember the people, places, and things. We did that. We made the choice, and then we have the audacity to get in God's face and ask him why you did it. Why you let that happen to me? Really? That's a bit of insanity. God's going to leave you over there and wait till you come to yourself.
Yeah.
Like the prodigal that was over there eating with the pigs.
Yeah.
He came to himself and said, hold up. The servant is living better than me.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, look, I'm going to go back, even if I just got to go be a servant and live with the servant.
Yeah.
And he was the king's son. Come on, y'all. We
that's
got
us. That's us, y'all. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, my God, right now.
So, listen, here's the prize that we cannot allow our past to speak louder than our future.
Mm.
Okay?
Hey.
Bam.
Team Jesus.
We can't do it, because if we do that, we're always going to be like Sister Ada said. We're going to always be, you know, have no peace.
Yeah.
Have no joy.
Yeah.
We're going to be always, have you ever drove your car forward looking in the rearview mirror? Think about it. If you look in the rearview mirror the whole ride, 15 miles, and you're going, I can't even imagine. And then the enemy will have you looking backwards while you're trying to move forward. And listen, all you see is your past. And your past is behind you telling you, you'll never get over the hump. You won't. But the Bible tells us in Proverbs 3:6, the only thing when you look back that you should see is goodness and mercy.
Yeah.
Following you. So for all of you that's worried about the Facebook followers, you better understand that goodness and mercy is the true followers.
Yeah. Amen.
Some IG followers, some TikTok. We get caught up in all this stuff.
Amen.
And when we get in the Word, God tells you who the follower is,
yes.
Who your true follower
is. Yes.
Goodness and mercy
yes.
Shall follow you. Didn't the Word say that?
Yeah.
Come on, sister. Come on.
All the days the Word
says. Yes. And when you really realize that you're turning these phones off,
yes.
Most time when we got them on, we on here trying to help somebody.
Yes.
Well, me personally. Laura going to take some pictures. She's going to blow some stuff up. She's going to encourage y'all. But it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Most times people want to get on there and see what other people are doing. There's some stuff going on, y'all, on these social medias. But listen, this is what Jesus was talking about when he said that you would do greater things, because he knew that we would, that man would advance in doing things, and technology. He knew that.
Yeah.
So we have a capability of spreading the good news.
The good news.
All over the world,
yeah.
Simultaneously, because we're on our blog radio right now. We're talking to you right now. We have our studio audience and so on and so forth. And then this fridge lives on. So that's what Jesus was talking about.
Yes.
That we would do greater. We would have greater opportunities, because he was on his feet and maybe sometime a donkey. Right?
Yes.
But that was then, and this is now. So when we pick up and do the things that God is calling us to do, we learn.
Yes.
That. And we're going to pick up on 14 next week. This is a good meet, so we're going to leave y'all hanging right here before we get to the prize. Because the prize is the good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 It's all good stuff.
Yes. And we invite you to come be part of the studio audience. Even if you're running 5 minutes late, walk in. And also, come into the mansion. We have hairstylists here. We have nail technicians.
Yeah.
We have hats. Yeah, I need to sew some hats.
Y'all
see in the background, shirts, sold out to Jesus shirts, and go bless somebody.
We have books.
We have books, more hats.
CDs,
And
we have some fashions and handbags and shoes and jewelry and stuff,
so
too.
Come hang out at the mansion and come buy a gift and bless somebody and be blessed with
your
blessing.
And get us what else we have. We have our own spa. We have doctors here. We have Dr. Brianna Ortiz, who is our chiropractor, but she's also a holistic specialist.
Yes.
Where she does alignments.
Oh, has he got something going on this Saturday?
Yes, and yes. She has a full-fledged gym. If you look
to
do a membership for gym, and this Saturday we're going to have some dance, fitness, and all that going on every Saturday. And then she was telling me yesterday, I think about doing Tuesday evenings too. So anyway, all that's going on, and then y'all know what's going on at the bottom. It's the House of Glory.
Yay!
Hang out 10 a.m. And then we have our local studio that's getting ready to kick back. Well, the studio's already there. We're just getting ready to start airing. We're kind of going through some process of footage being all the, I know how they go. If you don't know, I'm just learning all that side too. I know the business side and the interview side, but all this other stuff, I'm trying to catch up because I love you, Sherry Bronson, but I need you. Okay? Yes, that's all I'm going to put it out there. We brought the media because she babysitted us a long time, and then she threw us out to the woods. And I'm like, throwing the rope back out to you, okay? Hello, because I don't know if I do it greater, but we thank God for Daniel and Ori and the Pentecostal ministry team that is helping us. But we got to get back on track, y'all, because we're starting to gear back up and listen. And then what's so incredible is we have our own designer here by the name of Anne Bridget. That's her mind. Bridget Austin. She is a personal clothing designer that was personally designed for you and anybody that you know. And that's what she does. She does it for men and women. And she's actually the designer for the Queen Top Line. So when you go on to the shows and you see all the attire, she made it all.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so powerful the way God is doing this thing.
Yes.
So you don't never know. You just got to get on his plane.
Amen.
Because, see, when God sent us over here, we had $8. That's all we had. But he did something with that aid. He multiplied it.
Yes.
And he multiplied it, and he's been doing it. Because if God bring you to it, he's going
to
have provisions for it.
Right.
He'll have the provisions
right.
for you.
Yes, he will.
And he will make it happen. All he wants you to say is, yes, Lord.
He has the way of just showing off.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Say it again.
Take me.
That's it.
Take
me, Lord. I'll go. I'll look ridiculous. I'll turn upside down and walk on my hands for you if you need me to. Whatever you need me to do.
Yes.
But I just thank God for our studio audience today. On top of Jerry and Mama Dalise and Leo is in the house.
Yes.
And Evelyn and Debbie and Brenda and all you amazing people that tuned in. And Sister Ada and Renee helped us preach today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sister Julie, thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes.
We're just so excited about what God is doing. And if you guys want to hear the rest of this amazing moving forward message, this will push you into 2022 like no other way.
And clarity. Yes, and we want to also push you to be fireproof. That's what we today,
come on.
We wear our fireproof t-shirts, but we'll talk about it on our next Tuesday because things are going to happen. Things are going to come against us at times, but God is faithful. He already has a plan and a purpose for us, and we just got to continue to follow him, right?
And listen, if God is for you, who can be against you?
Nobody.
I mean, nobody. And
then,
you know, like we were talking earlier, people do come and, you know, ride up beside you and line up and drive with you, and then they're off to, y'all ever seen that happen on the freeway? People come ride on side of you, checking you out, and then next thing you know, they didn't exit it off. People will do that in life, too. They do. And all you have to do is wave goodbye, because guess what? It's an anointing on goodbye.
Adios.
It's a real anointing on goodbye.
Yes.
Because it sets you free. And we want to say thank you to our Blog Talk Radio listeners all over the world for tuning in today. Yes, and God is good, and you guys continue to be fireproof. That's in Daniel, what is it, 3 and 27. 3 and 27, and it talks about how to stay fireproof because the fourth man will always be in the fire.
Amen.
And he will make sure that you don't get burned up, and you will come out not even smelling like smoke.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we just thank God. You ready to press out there?
Yes. So I just want to thank everyone that's here in the audience, everyone that's tuned in. So Holy Spirit, we thank you, Father Abba. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your guidance, God. And continue to lead us and guide us for your glory, God. And we pray.
pray for a hedge of protection over every soul vehicle this year, and our family members, Father, are going out or coming back in. And I thank you, Father, that there's anybody right now watching that doesn't know you, that they will cry out to you, and that they will invite you into their hearts, Father, and then you will reign in their heart and their life.